It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look once again on this Friday. It's Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan. She's in the studio.
I am, and I'm just dying to say Paul Ramos got the look. Is he ever sporting turquoise and black pullover with the matching cap from The Chosen?
Yeah, The Chosen series.
And it's turquoise and black. It's so sharp.
Oh, thank you, Monica.
OMG.
You've created a fashionista out of me.
Oh.
So, you like the turquoise? I love
I just love how it pops with the black.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that. When I put it on this morning, I told my wife, I said, Monica's going to like this.
And I told Maynard Meyer, I said, oh, that guy out there looks like Paul Ramo. And he goes, he probably is.
Yeah, I was running a little late. You got here before I did this morning.
I just kind of flew in.
Yeah. So, you went down to Missouri. How'd your trip go?
Oh, awesome. You know, I tell you what, I try to get some tips from Monica on how to pack, but it's really different when you go in a vehicle. Versus flying.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because you could put a lot of stuff in nooks and crannies.
Oh, in the vehicle.
Right, but I didn't do that. I put it all in one suitcase that could be considered a carry-on.
Yep.
Gave myself some choices, and it worked out really, really, really good.
All right, and you got to bring a little more stuff than usual, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, you hate to, you know, it was 95 degrees there for 3 days, which was a blessing, and I couldn't believe I could golf.
Yep. Yep.
And just to be able to use a club and hit a ball, I'm like, oh, I can golf again, you know?
Oh, you went golfing.
Yeah, awesome. With our son, yeah. Billy, loves golf.
Okay.
So does Dustin. So does Kevin. But
and so do you.
So do I. But yeah. They, the youngins did 54 holes in 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
The old ones did 9 holes. You
there
know,
you go.
Come on. We're just not, yeah. We love golf, but our bodies say, whoa, slow down.
There you go. All right. You brought a ton of freight in this morning.
I am just backlogged with freight.
Yeah, it's great.
And I know how you love to do it.
I do.
And we will let you do that. I know you're like a kid in the candy store, but we got
to
wait a little bit because
right,
it's a little bit of excitement.
It's like Christmas in here.
Yeah, I just want to brag about this 3/4 sleeve top I have.
What's
on.
What's Monica wearing today?
Well, we went black and white. I was going to wear a lot of color, but it was kind of dreary out, and this felt cozy, and I thought maybe I could work in it all day instead of changing 4 or 5 times. But I absolutely love the 3/4 sleeve. You know, you can buy it long sleeve,
okay.
But the 3/4 shirt with the collar and the buttons.
Oh, yeah, it looks sharp.
Is awesome. And then it has a matchy-matchy top to go underneath, which you know I have.
Yep.
Because it was 95, my hubby goes, are you going to wear a black skirt or a white skirt? I said, I think I'll wear the white one. You know, just to look like I'm maybe not from Minnesota and I'm kind of looking like summer. But this is wonderful because it can go over my sleeveless tunic I have on.
Oh, look at that.
So, you know, you could take a sleeveless, what I'm trying to do is little paper dolls. You can take a sleeveless black dress and brighten it up for Easter. Whether you have this in color, which I do too, or black and white, which I love, and I think I'll just leave it off for now.
Talk about the statement jewelry you have on, the necklace.
Yes.
That's
my
awesome.
Black and silver jewelry and black and silver earrings. So, you know, normally I like to change, but I always tell my packers when they go on trips, try to bring 1 or 2 things of jewelry with.
Yep.
You know,
okay.
Too much drama matching everything.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm pretty safe black and silver for Monica.
Black and silver, yeah.
But I put a few extra pairs in my pickup truck in this little silky thing, but I never even opened it. I wore this the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Because it goes with everything.
It goes with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels good. And
it's silver.
And it's silver, my favorite color. Yeah, so it's like I used some of my own knowledge when I packed.
Now, that, what do you have all over you there?
Oh, they're studded.
Studs?
Yeah.
Or studded?
It's my black little tunic here that I got from Tribal. I don't know how old this is, but I tell you what.
That'd be good on a motorcycle.
I've always wanted to get another motorcycle, but my husband thinks maybe I should.
Okay.
Because I used to drive a 175 Yamaha.
Oh, wow.
3 down, 2 up. Oh,
you look good on your motorcycle with that outfit.
Yeah.
What did you have again?
175 Yamaha.
Oh, Yamaha.
My brother sold it, and I ran down the driveway after the people that bought it. They felt so bad, but, you know, my mama was a worrywart.
Yeah.
I tipped it one time going by the river. I mean, I got picked it back up and went. No, she didn't.
Yep, I have the same kind of story. My wife, that's it.
You know, one thing happened. No.
Yeah.
So
okay, let's stop. We got so much apparel.
Oh,
in here.
We got so much to talk about, so little time. So here's the scoop.
Jeans.
Okay, I thought you'd love this, Paul Raymo.
Oh yeah, that's.
And we need a picture.
Good color. That's like the 70s there, in a way, isn't it?
Yes, totally. Okay, so this butterscotch,
I call it
butterscotch, but let's see what they call it.
Butterscotch color.
Sahara beige.
Sahara beige.
Well, this color.
That is a cool shirt.
I love this. I love this shirt. Can I get this, KB? I know he's listening. Can I get this for Easter? I just love this. So you can throw it over this dress, too, and have like a skirt.
Oh, yeah.
See, paper dolls?
Wow, that's pretty cool. Let me hold that shirt there. I gotta take a picture of that and show my wife. I should buy this for my wife.
You should.
She's a 70s girl, you know.
You know why you should buy for?
Why?
Because I have one medium available, and I know she'd be a medium.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? The outfit she got you, she deserves to get one of these.
Oh.
And then these jeans, these are from the ocean.
What are they? Jeans.
You know, these were from my ocean picture. Look at the embellishments on the bottom. And you should get these jeans for her. Because Roxy would never just buy these jeans, but I think she may wear them.
Oh, she's a jean girl.
Look at this. How cute.
Oh, yeah. Look at the embellishment.
Oh, it's total 70s.
That's total 70s stuff.
I think this would be a great jean for your better half. And Deb Meyer. Don't you think these
I think
are,
she'd look great in that. Yep. That whole outfit.
That whole outfit. All we need behind it is an ocean, and I thought it's close enough. We got Q92 behind it. Yeah, all I just right, love
what,
that.
What else? Now we're turning white here. White jean jacket?
Mm-hmm. Short sleeve.
Short sleeve? Oh, I've never seen a short sleeve jean jacket.
When I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking, I got to tell you guys some information. Everything costs a lot of money nowadays, right?
Yep.
Let's say you have a jean jacket or a white jacket or something that you just love. Sleeves are too short or they're heavier. Just whatever it is, make it, Monicanize it, make it into a short sleeve.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
But the short sleeve is really popular. And I have it in striped too. But I love the white, how it can work on anything sleeveless you have. And it just gives a little funness to it.
That's the most unique jean jacket I've ever seen.
I know. And guess what else?
What?
You can find unique clothing at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. And it is so cute. I'll have a customer come and talk to me out of town and say, I can't wait to come to your store in awesome Dawson. So it's catching on.
Catching on. Good. Now what do we got here? What are you holding
up
now?
Oh, the traditional black-white dress.
Oh, yeah.
So Easter might be a little, not real hot out, not real cold out, but 40, it's going to be 40s. Sunshine.
Okay.
And if you want to wear your black and white, I'm just showing like this, for instance, a black and white dress. Let's say it.
Yeah.
You can throw white over it. You could throw color. Yes, it's not too early for white, but maybe short sleeve, a little chilly. You can wear your long sleeve white. But I always think Easter is a new beginning, a new rising. We can do whatever we want because we're renewed.
Now that white jean jacket would look good over with.
You know what? I think you're teaching me this. I swear to
God. Monicanize it. Look at that. Now that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we're on Facebook Live, too. That's why Monica's showing the camera there.
Yes, yes. And guess what else we got to do?
What's that?
Paul Raymo. Oh, I know he's dying. Keeps on touching those bags.
It's like Christmas.
Okay, for some of you that don't want to get
I'll open up the...
Yeah, so this comes in white, too. But if you don't want this little mocking here, which I think is adorable, you can get plain white without that little extra. And Paul Raymo, drum roll, Paul Raymo is unpacking it. How cute is that?
Oh, I love this. All white, and it's similar to that...
But look at the sleeves.
That's 70s style, too.
Oh, how cute. Style, I love a white top, but guess what? I probably spilled coffee on it, but I still love it. Can I please get it? Come on.
Come on, KB. You can buy this one. Awesome. Look at the sleeve.
We were just talking about my clothes problem.
What do you call that sleeve there that you just...
Well...
Is that like
it's really a kind of a fun sleeve. You're going to see a lot of embellishments like this.
Flare?
It's kind of like a flutter sleeve, but it's kind of like an elbow sleeve almost. Like, and it covers, you know, all your muscles, right?
You okay?
And so I just think it's just too cute, and I had to have it. Just had to. And... I don't know how to explain this material, but it's Monica friendly because it's like a gauzy linen. Like I can't even explain it, but it's so airy and comfy. And you know, some of those hot days where you just don't want to wear clothes, but you kind of have to.
Say that again.
I don't want to get kicked off the radio. I said, you know, those days when it's so hot and you don't really want to wear clothes, but you have to.
You have to. Yeah, yes. You should wear clothes.
Oh, you know, I'm just teasing, KB.
Okay. Now, I'm going to open this one.
You have to. And I'll show everybody mine.
It's a purse or a handbag.
Crossover bag.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Great for travel. I love mine. It works so well. You're not supposed to open your whole purse when you go somewhere. Uh-uh. You can just open that little purse here and go in here and say...
Oh, there's a credit card.
Yep. Instead of opening... We're not supposed to open a whole wallet and it shows our cash and everything. We're just... And this has a zipper pocket back here.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So, and it is perfect for a cell phone. Fits the bigger cell phone in here just perfect.
Oh, wow.
So your phone rings. You don't have to go.
Right.
And I kind of set things down more when I'm tired. And this you don't set down because guess what? It's around you like this.
Around your shoulder, yeah. You brought a lot of them. Oh,
yeah, because I sold out on them and now I want to show other colors.
And they're so light.
Look at this cutie patootie.
Yeah, that's a cute one.
With the guitar strap, tan and white. Yeah. I worked hard to find guitar straps that were just mellow with the purse, not wild colors. Because, you know, I'm from the matchy-match world. But look how cute this would look together.
Oh, look at that. Should we take a picture of that one? That's a good one.
Or with this.
All right. There we go.
And then... Drum roll, Paul Remo, what's in that bag?
This one.
And then I'll talk about this.
All right.
The striped sweatshirts that Monica got in. She got in tan and white. And what other color? Come on, Monica, think about it. A tan and white one and... I think it was like a black and white one. Two of them. Well, they went right away except a couple. And I thought, I can't be sold out for when my customers come in. So I got more.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Limited sizes, but they are cute.
Look at that. Oh, and now you're really getting into the color.
Okay, you have to send my...
Now you're getting into the color. It's
Easter.
All right. Monica, when you open and where you're located?
Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
Okay, and Easter's coming up. You're open tomorrow?
Oh, yes, and I'm open today till 6 tomorrow. 10 to 5. You know, it could be ishy weather. You just don't know.
Yep.
But I'm open no matter what because I got stuff to do.
Yeah. You got a lot of apparel in
and
your
store. And then this is the straight crop from Tribal. Stretchy, comfy, and you need to get it.
All right. All right, Monica. So if you don't have an Easter outfit for Sunday.
Come on in.
That's right. And she's located right by the school there.
Whoa.
On Chestnut Street.
Can I say one more thing?
Quick.
One more purse in light green and one more purse in black. Come and get it today, and you won't regret it. Hop on into Monica's.
There you go. There's another Fashionista Friday.
Thank you.